Cultivating Compassion Practice. This guided practice lasts about 10 minutes. It is designed to cultivate feelings of kindness and compassion, qualities that are important for personal well-being and for being an effective RC treater. Sometimes this practice can be challenging, though, as compassion and kindness are not always easy to feel or might be buried underneath more difficult or even intolerable feelings. So as we do this practice, it's important not to force yourself to make anything happen. If at any time the practice feels uncomfortable or not appropriate, you are welcome to disregard the guidance and shift your attention to any anchor that is familiar, such as the contact points of your hands, feet, or seat, or an external anchor such as sight, sound, or smell. In any case, know that honoring how you're feeling in the moment is itself an act of compassion and kindness. Coming now into a posture that offers comfort, ease, and stability. Sensing into the movement of breath and the feeling of the body, sitting, standing, or even lying down. If it's possible for you, calling to mind someone for whom you have feelings of warmth, kindness, love, or gratitude. It could be anyone, a colleague, supervisor, client, family member, a memory of a special person, or even a pet. Or it might simply be a place or an image that gives rise to these feelings. If you notice a sense of warmth and kindness that arises as you bring this to mind, you can drop into this sensation. Acknowledging the connection that you have with this person, animal, place, or image. Feeling how you want the best for them and that you wish them well. Perhaps wishing them health, happiness, peace, or other wishes that may come to mind. Noticing where in the body you feel these sentiments. It may be sensations of warmth or fullness in the chest, a sense of relaxation or ease, or perhaps there's no particular sensation at all. In offering these kind thoughts and wishes, you might also begin to sense the vulnerability that comes with being human. Just noticing what's here as you feel the sensations of wishing this other being well. And now, allowing the image of this person, animal, or image to fade into the background as you continue to rest in this sense of generosity, friendliness, and well-wishing, if it is available to you. Now shifting your focus and offering these very same wishes for well-being to yourself, just as you are right now. Just beginning to send feelings of warmth, kindness, acceptance to yourself, to whatever degree you can. Recognizing that this can feel difficult for many. Perhaps acknowledging, as you did with the other being, how vulnerable it is to be alive and offering a field of compassion to yourself for all that is involved in being human. Continuing to wish yourself well, perhaps offering hope for health, happiness, and peace. Sensing in the body how this feels. You might notice feelings that are comfortable and pleasurable, ones that feel nourishing and kind. If so, noticing if it is possible to rest in those sensations. Or you might find sensations that are uncomfortable. And if so, noticing if you can hold those feelings with kind attention, without blame or judgment. Just being aware of what's here. And taking care of yourself if something else is called for right now. Now, if you would like, extending these good wishes and caring sentiments to the people gathered here today, and to your colleagues, to the clients and individuals you support, and to their families and caregivers too. And with an awareness of our shared humanity, you can extend this kind and generous presence to beings throughout the world, in your country, in other countries, people who know, and those you never met. Allowing your heart to be as wide as possible, sending your good wishes and kindness to others who, like you, simply want to feel safe and healthy, happy, and at peace. Perhaps this practice has helped you feel your innate human capacity for compassion. If so, recognizing that as an RC treater, you can access this field of friendliness and generosity for yourself and others whenever it is useful. And if in this moment you don't notice any shift in your capacity for compassion, that's okay too. It doesn't mean there's anything wrong. Remembering in mindfulness, we are interested in noticing what is happening in any moment, not in trying to create particular experiences. And beginning now to expand your awareness to take in once again the body, sitting, standing, or lying down as you are. Noticing breath flowing in and out. Noticing sounds arising and falling away. Opening the eyes if they have been closed and becoming aware of seeing. Taking a moment to stretch or move in any way that feels supportive as you move into the next moments of the day.